Now, as you heard yesterday, the new leader of the Green Party, who succeeds Minister Eamon Ryan, is Minister for Integration Roderick O'Gorman. To discuss this, I'm joined on the line by Senator Roisin Garvey from Clare, a member of the Green Party, and the Tralee Green Party representative, Anlan Dunn. Roisin, we'll start with you because I know you're under pressure for time, and thank you so much for joining us this morning. Your response to Roderick O'Gorman becoming the new party leader, is he the person to stem the tide that the Green Party seems to be dealing with, losing party support? They lost half their councillors in the recent local elections, and you lost both your MEPs as well.
Yeah, well, maybe with me as deputy leader, he can certainly try. I do think it's important that we recognise that Roderick is a very, very hard-working man, very dedicated to the party, and I think he's on a mission. So I'm optimistic.
You're with Ossian Smith announcing yesterday that he would not be seeking the role as deputy party leader, that he believes that it should be a woman who should take that role. You're in the contest. You're the person. You and Deputy Nasa Horrigan are the two people remaining in the contest. What do you think it would mean if someone like yourself, a candidate who's based, a figure based in rural Ireland, what do you think that would mean for the Green Party if you got the role?
I think it would be of huge benefit to the Green Party, to be honest with you, because, you know, we want to represent the whole country, and I have the lived experience of living in rural Ireland while also spending nearly half my time in the cities and having lived in the cities, so I can bring that to the party. I think lived experience counts for a lot, because you're reminded daily what the challenges are living outside the cities, you know. So I'd like to bring that to the party. I think NASA is brilliant, but I don't think two Dublin leaders is what we need at this time.
And do you think that the Green Party lost an opportunity by not going with Pippa Hackett, who is from rural Ireland, that it would maybe having a leader who is from rural Ireland would act as a response as a rebuttal to critics of your party who say that you're a party for Dublin Fourites?
Yeah, I suppose, look, nearly half the members who voted for her. There was very little margin. So obviously a lot of the members do feel that would have been a good choice. I think that also Roderick had a lot going for him because he's been involved in the party for over 20 years. He's been a TD for a long time. He's been elected TD. So those things didn't serve Pippa, I suppose. So they had lots of good things, both of them had very good qualities. I think it does say a lot about the membership of the party that she did so well, that nearly half the members do see the importance of having people who understand the challenges living in outside cities.
Who did you back for the leadership yourself?
I backed Pippa, yeah.
And do you think it was a wrong call? And as you said, she's received almost half the votes for in the leadership contest. Does that point to the Greens maybe being a divided party?
Not a divided party. It just means we're split around the country geographically. That's what it means, you know. I think it's a good reflection of the party. It shows that lots of our members have got lots of opinions outside of Dublin thinking, so that's a good reflection of our party. I also think that I get on very well with Roderick. I had a good conversation with him. I explained to him why I was supporting Pippa over him. She did ask me first as well, in fairness. That's very loud here. That's what you get for being in Dublin. And but I've worked with Roderick a lot on other projects as well as Pippa, so I think it's a good reflection of the party that we, you know, nearly half the people thought it would be good to put Pippa in there, and they get on well. There was no animosity. It was a nice, clean, intelligent campaign by both of them. You know, there's no divisions in the party at all. I would say it's just reflective of our membership that we do have a strong membership outside of Dublin as well.
Now, the Greens have made a lot of change in office, and one of the successes that your party would point to is the improvement of public transport in local link services. So just one example in rural areas, rural counties. But that's obviously not resonating with people. For all those successes, the Greens are still being perceived as, rightly or wrongly, anti-rural. What would you say to that?
Yeah, look, I think the local links is only one small factor, because a lot of rural Ireland will still be using their cars, you know. I mean, you have to look to things like every tradesman in the country is flat out doing the retrofit program thanks to the Greens. We have fibre broadband coming online and a year and a half earlier thanks to the Green Party. We have people getting solar panels on the roofs, 70 to 100 houses every day, putting solar panels on the roofs, owning their own energy, reducing their bills. 1,000 houses a week being retrofitted. You know, so there's lots of wins, that's for sure. The local link is just one of many. And the Acres project that's been hugely successful, it's been oversubscribed for farmers, quadruple farming, going organic as well. I can see from my own neighbourhood there, the benefits have come to my own neighbours and my own family, we'll say, who are on the farm as well. And they got the solar panels, 60% grant for solar panels for farmers, you know. So there's lots of positives, but we have to look at the messaging now, and I suppose that's why I put myself forward as a deputy leader, to help with that messaging. We have been pigeonholed for far too long, and I'm not going to stand for it anymore, because I think it's been unfair.
And are you coming to Kerry? I mean, the vote's on Sunday. Are you going to come to this county to lobby for support among Green Party members here?
Jeez, I'd love to get the ferry. I might hop over on Saturday, meet Anloon and a few of them. I've been talking to Anloon already. You know, he's a great candidate there. And I suppose our message, because it failed, is why people like Anloon, who are brilliant, who would have been a brilliant councillor, didn't get elected. So we have to take responsibility for that in some ways.
Okay, well, I know you're pressed for time, but thank you so much for joining us. We've been speaking there to Senator Roisin Garvey from the Green Party. She is seeking the party's position as deputy leader, and that election will take place on Sunday. It's between herself and Deputy Nasa Harrigan. We're joined now on the line by Tralee, Green Party representative Anlan Dunn. Anlan, am I pronouncing your name right? I'm never sure if I am or not.
No, you're absolutely perfect. Thanks very much for checking, Tasha.
No problem. Anlan, we were talking there briefly to Senator Roisin Garvey. She was under pressure for time. Like, I'm just wondering, the undecided voter who's listening in this morning and who's, you know, pondering the selection of Roger O'Gorman as the new leader of the Greens, they might think to themselves, He's a Dublin TD. He, you know, his values, his concerns, his focus is not something that resonates with me as a rural dweller. What would your response be to that?
I think we've got a very, like Roisin said, we've got a very broad membership distributed across the country. And while I understand that there would be concern that it's another Dublin leader, I think Roderick has an incredible ability to deliver. The reductions in childcare that he's brought in the term of this government of 50% has made an enormous difference to people's lives.
These are the costs, I think, the costs in childcare.
Yes, indeed. Reducing the cost of childcare by 50% in the lifetime of this government is an incredible achievement, and that's just to point to one. He's been gifted with probably one of the most difficult ministries and the largest departments going. And as a first-time minister, I think he's done an incredible job. So I think people should be judged on their performance, not necessarily just their location. I myself backed Pippa for leader, but I have absolutely no qualms in giving Roderick my full support as leader. I think he's going to be a very strong and direct leadership. He's going to give very strong and direct leadership. I think he's going to have a different tone to Minister Ryan. And I think that's that'll be welcome as we enter the general election campaign in the next kind of 12 months or so.
He is Minister for Integration, which is a very difficult role because it oversees IPAS, which is the agency which looks after, which is responsible for providing housing for refugees and the people seeking international protection. And obviously it has become very contentious and controversial when it's announced that that housing is provided for people who are seeking international protection or indeed refugees. Do you think that will damage the fact that he holds this position will damage the Greens' chances of improving on its on your party's poor performance in the recent local and European elections?
I don't think it will. I mean, while I understand that particular ministries come with their burdens, I don't think that it's going to have a direct impact on the Green Party as a whole. I think it may impact Roderick more locally in his constituency, but I don't think in a more broad sense that it's going to impact us across the country. I suppose to echo what Roisin said, I mean, we need to do better as a party at communicating the very significant wins that we've had throughout this programme, or throughout this government. And I think we're one of the few parties on this island that when we commit to something through a programme for government, we do our damnedest to get it done. And we've been criticised for doing exactly what we said we'd do several times. And I think that's kind of a demonstration of the sort of power and direct thought leadership that we need from the likes of Roisin, who I'll be backing for deputy leader, and from Roderick as leader. I mean, it's the sort of leadership that I would have expected to have seen from Pippa had she been elected. I think, you know, the future is very bright for the Green Party across the country. We didn't get the result we wanted, but I think several of us who ran in Kerry put in a very strong performance. We've built significant profile, and I think we've really demonstrated that we're not anti-rural Ireland, and we have a very strong voice across our county and across many other counties, and I think that's going to stand to us in the upcoming general election.
And finally, what's your response to the news this morning that from the EPA that there's been a 6.8% reduction in Ireland's greenhouse gas emissions last year, even though our economy has increased?
I mean, I suppose the way I see the reduction targets, like we should be treating our climate adaptation targets in the same way that we treat monetary budgets, right? Because we have a finite resource to play with here, and we have legally binding commitments to meet. If we keep delaying and putting off making the changes that are needed to reduce our environmental impact, it's not going to stand to us. Come 2030, several industries and sectors are going to be very, very harshly impacted because all of these balances carry forward. We don't get to wiggle out of this one. This is not something you can pay to go away. We must make the changes. So I myself work in the multinational software industry. I think it's a very growth-focused industry, as are very much other industries. And I think we all need to be looking at how our own industries can be adapting and reducing our environmental impact, reducing our impact on nature, but doing it in a way that maintains incomes. And I think that's what the Green Party is about. We want to maintain incomes, we want to increase people's quality of living, but at the same time, we want to reduce our collective impact on the planet and on nature so that we can have a happy and healthy place for ourselves and our children to live in.
And finally, farmers feel they're often maybe the focus of environmentalist ire when other industries are contributing to environmental damage. It's interesting that the EPA says emissions in the agricultural sector are down by 4.6%, and apparently what was key to this was an 18% reduction in fertilizer nitrogen use, reduced lime applications, and overall reduction in numbers of non-dairy livestock.
I think every sector in the economy needs to change, and I think I would agree with you absolutely that there is a certain narrative being put forward by some in politics, some in the media, that generates headlines, generates a populist vote, or generates clicks or sells newspapers. That's extremely unhelpful and divisive. And it must be challenged, and it must be challenged very directly, because it's absolute nonsense. Our farming community is as committed as every other industry is to reducing their impact. And I think that this pitting people against each other and throwing rocks at each other doesn't help anybody. We all live on this island, and we all have a responsibility to maintain it for each other. And it doesn't matter whether you work like I do in the software industry, or you are a dairy farmer. We all have an equal responsibility to maintain our country for our children and their children's children. I don't think that any divisive, angle which pits people against each other is going to help us in that regard. And I think that's the messaging that we need to rectify as a party, and we need to be very direct in challenging that. And I think that Roisin Garvey would be an excellent deputy leader from a farming background, who would be very much capable of setting the right tone.
Well, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We've been speaking there to Anlyn Dunn, Tralee Green Party representative, and earlier on to Claire Fine Gael. She, Clare Green Party Senator Roisin Garvey, who is seeking to become the Green Party's next deputy leader. She and Dublin-based TD Nasa Harrigan, the Green Party members will vote on which one of them becomes the next deputy leader at a vote on at an election on Sunday. Of course, Roderick O'Gorman, the Minister for Integration, was elected in a very close contest. He defeated Senator Pippa Hackett in a very close contest yesterday to succeed Eamon Ryan as Minister of the Green Party.